We are thrilled to announce that our iFund Women campaign is now live. We have supported so many women through Entreprenista, and we're excited to share this opportunity with you to support our campaign so we can continue to help women business owners and leaders. Our funding goal is $100,000, which means that every dollar counts. And you know what the best part is? We've created incredible rewards that will help you as part of our campaign. When you fund our campaign, you're going to get access to an exclusive Entreprenista League membership rate, dedicated Instagram and website features to promote you and your business, interviews on the Entreprenista podcast and our new podcast that's launching in 2022, Startups and Stilettos, one-on-one sessions with myself or Courtney, and so much more. You can visit ifundwomen.com/projects/Entreprenista to contribute any amount that you feel comfortable with. Seriously, every dollar, every share, and every mention on social to your network counts and is beyond appreciated. Thank you for supporting us and women everywhere. It truly means the world to us. Now, go enjoy the next episode.
When you are implementing a new initiative, you do have to give it time to work. That said, that question of how much time, that's really hard to answer. And I think the way to look at it is, are you seeing traction each month? What's changing? Are you standing still or are things improving each month? Even if you're not necessarily hitting the exact goal that you wanted to hit within your time frame, are things trending in the right direction? And that will give you a good indication of how much longer you should give it time to work out.
This is the Entreprenista podcast presented by Socialfly.
It's the best business meeting you'll ever have, with must-hear real-life looks at how leading women in business are getting it done
and what it takes to build and grow a successful company.
It's beyond the gram,
with no filters,
no limits,
and plenty of surprises. Courtney, I feel like it was literally just yesterday we were recording our end of the year note for everyone. Last year, like where did the time go? Where did this year go?
I don't know. This year just flew by. I remember last year in 2020, it was like the year that never ended. Every month felt like 3 years in one. And this one, for real, we just blinked and here we are. It's almost going to be New Year's. We're going to be planning, or we're already planning for 2022, but it just goes to show you that life is so precious and it goes by really fast. So you've got to make the most of every moment. And we have been so busy this past year. I always appreciate this time of year because we can take the time to pause and reflect on what happened. What were the learning lessons, the highs, the lows? So what would you say was your, I guess, best part of 2021.
Well, before I could even think about everything that happened this year, all the things we accomplished, all of the women that we've met and, you know, helped this year, I first thought to myself, I want to actually go back and listen to our end of the year note from last year, from 2020, to really see, like, what did we set out to do from last year for this year? And did we accomplish all those things? What were some of our learning lessons? So before we recorded this, I was listening and we talked a lot about, you know, staying positive, how everything is figure outable. We, you know, shared about the launch of DigiCards and our learning lessons from launching that e-commerce business that I think we took into some of our new businesses that we started this year. And then most importantly, what we were talking about in 2020 was continuing to celebrate all of our wins. Like 2020 was such a hard year, and taking the time to pause, like you said, Court, and really celebrate those wins, even the small wins, because they all add up to big ones for sure. So yeah, it was really interesting to hear our perspective from last year. And now going into 2022, we have so many learning lessons, I would say, from this past year in 21 that I would love to cover with everyone and talk about some of the things and initiatives that we launched this year and all of our learning lessons that I feel everyone can learn from. That's our big thing. Like, let's just share all of our learning lessons so no one has to repeat mistakes that we've made and people can learn from the wins and emulate them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So I guess I'll start with some of my biggest learning lessons from the year. And last year really changed our lives in so many ways, personally and professionally. Obviously, on a personal level, we're not living in New York anymore. On a professional level, we decided to start more businesses. And my biggest learning in running multiple businesses is that businesses need different things based on the stages of the business that they're in. So right now, this year, I find myself juggling between, you know, this startup mentality of trying to launch these new products, but also managing a business that has been around for 10 years. So here are some of my learnings from each of the businesses that we run. So with Socialfly, we have been running Socialfly for almost 10 years. 2022, we'll be celebrating our 10-year anniversary. That business has about 30 employees. And while 10 is still young for a business, when you compare it to startup life, it definitely seems much, much more mature. And considering the amount of people we have and processes we have in place and structure, it's a different mindset when you're running something that has been around for that long, and it needs different things. So at Socialfly this year, I really learned that the mentality that you have when you start a business may not be the right mindset to get you to where you want to go, and you have to do different things to get to the next level. I think the saying is, what will get you here won't always get you there. So that's what this year was all about, is figuring out, you know, how do we continue to grow and scale Socialfly and put together a team of more experienced people than myself and you in terms of agency life to help us get to the next level. On the Socialfly side, we spent a lot of time thinking about what our positioning is in the marketplace and how do we stand out. We put together a new mission statement for Socialfly that really aligns with our values and what we were actually doing all along. And that is to help brands reach women. We found that a lot of our clients were coming to us because we're women-owned and women-led, and most of our team members are women. So we decided to really lean into that angle. And we spent really all year pushing out that message. And what I will say to anyone is that things take time, you know, just because you spent a lot of time on the planning and you put together this really clear message, just by posting it doesn't mean that everyone sees it. It takes a really long time to get a message across. And I can tell you, we put this message out at the beginning of the year, and it's only now, I would say in the last month or so, that we're really reaping the benefits of the types of clients that we wanted to attract. And it took us all year to do. And that is, you know, coming from a business that has been around for 10 years. And it took us time to really implement these new changes and get our new team members up to speed on what Socialfly is all about.
We can't keep the secret any longer. The Entrepreneurista League is here. Over the past year, we've been hard at work building something extra special for our Entrepreneurista community. You told us what you wanted. Exclusive game-changing business-boosting content, members-only events to network and connect, the opportunity to have your story and business featured on Entrepreneurista.com, the chance to promote your business to our audience on the Entrepreneurista social channels. Your wish has been granted. Introducing the Entrepreneurista League. When you join the Entrepreneurista League, you will get access to our private community of entrepreneuristas who are making an impact in business every single day. Whether you're looking to scale your business, meet potential investors, make exciting business building connections, or finally take the leap to launch your business and share the candid reality of building a business from the ground up, we are here to give you access to a community of women who will celebrate and support you every step of the way. Applications are open, so head over to entrepreneurista.com/join for a special offer. That's entrepreneurista.com/join. We can't wait to welcome you, support you, and be the best part of your business growth. So, Court, as a entrepreneurista, we all always want to do things as fast as possible, and we want the results as quick as possible because we just want to move and see stuff happen. And, you know, sharing this story about something taking a year and putting in the time, the energy, the resources, the money, the investment to do something like this, how were you able to stay patient, if you will, throughout the year, or were you? And any tips you can share about, you know, giving things time, and then how do you know when you've were able to give something enough time for it to work?
It's really, really hard, especially if you have not raised any money like we have. We don't necessarily, I mean, 10 years in, we do have somewhat of a cushion to try new things and give things time to work. But I have always operated in the mindset of startup life and not having the money to really wait around and let things go. So I'm being pretty vague right now, but essentially what I'm trying to say is that when you are implementing a new initiative, you do have to give it time to work. That said, that question of how much time, that's really hard to answer. And I think the way to look at it is, are you seeing traction each month? What's changing? Are you standing still, or are things improving each month? Even if you're not necessarily hitting the exact goal that you wanted to hit within your time frame, are things trending in the right direction? And that will give you a good indication of how much longer you should give it time to work out. If you find yourself, you know, spending months and months on something and it's you're just not seeing that traction, that momentum, that change that you're trying to make, I think it's time to take a good look at your numbers and your metrics and re-strategize and make some changes. I would also say to be a bit careful on how much expense you take on when you're trying to launch a new initiative, and try to, it's not always easy, but try to set up your expenses with some flexibility where if things aren't working in the time frame you need them to, then you can get out of whatever arrangement that you have, because that will allow you to course correct. So just make sure that any agreement that you sign with any vendor or any type of investment that you're making has the flexibility to get out of it if you are seeing things are not working out and meeting your expectations.
Something else that we decided at the end of 2020 was that we were going to officially, you know, spin off Entrepreneurista from Socialfly and launch Entrepreneurista as a separate business and entity. And something that I think we've learned over the years as business partners just working in Socialfly to start was the importance of being able to divide and conquer. It's something that we talk about all the time on this podcast. I feel like we talk about this a lot with our guests who have business partners, but really being able to focus on different things so we can then come together and do more together. So in 2021, we decided at the beginning of the year, we were going to make this happen. And Courtney, you were going to focus on growing and scaling Socialfly and that side of the business. And that I would focus on Entrepreneurista and really building out our platform, our media platform, and our membership community. And something that I really learned is this strategy works. You really need someone that's focused when you're building a business, especially a startup. And if we're both trying to do a little bit of everything, it makes it really hard to get to that end result. So you really need to have that focus. So I have personally learned so much just from launching, you know, the Entrepreneurista League and our membership community this past year. Something that we realized was really important was listening to our audience, listening to each of you, and really understanding what everyone was looking for and what everyone needed in a community for business owners. And that's why we launched the Entrepreneurista League this past year, because we wanted to create this platform and this community to connect with each of you. You know, you're all listening to our podcast episodes every week, which is amazing. And there's so many insights and learning lessons, but we really needed a home where everyone could come to together so we could actually meet over Zoom and connect with one another and really help each other, you know, grow one another's businesses. So it has been a big learning lesson this year in launching our formal membership community and all of the like early startup lessons, Court, like we had when we first started Socialfly. It's basically we experienced the same thing over again with launching Entrepreneurista as a separate business. And again, initially bootstrapping this business as well. And some of the biggest learning lessons I can share are the importance of, in any business that you are in, you are building a community. Whether you are selling robes, Courtney, or someone is selling candles, you have to build an audience of your brand evangelists and ambassadors and people that genuinely want to follow you and support you and ultimately want to buy your product or service or whatever you're offering. So something that we've really focused on this past year is just listening to our community and finding out what your needs are and creating the right content and programming and community for you. And I think this lesson, again, can really apply to any business, the importance of listening to your audience, to your community, and creating content for them.
Yeah. I mean, what has been so nice to see, I guess, and it does take time to realize this, is while we've learned so much this year, as we've started these new ventures, it's nice and reassuring to know that we actually learned a lot the years leading up to all of this, and we can apply those learnings to these new ventures and do things a lot faster. So of course, we're going to learn things because we are, you know, experiencing or leading new business models. But in terms of business and structure and who to hire and how to set up a team and how to build a company, those things I feel like we really have a good grasp on. And essentially that is the premise of the Entrepreneurista League, is for us to extend our network and knowledge and help women who are just starting out figure out how to launch a business without making the same mistakes that we did. So that is kind of what I've learned about myself this year is wow, I know what I'm talking about now. You know, when you're first starting out, and for us, we were very young when we started Social Fly, and it took us a while to build up that credibility because of how young we were. And now I feel more confident than I've ever been in terms of how to set up and build a business. And last year, we also launched DigiCards, and that has been a really fun project for me. And also, I launched Workrobe this year, which is, again, a new venture. But in terms of the speed to market that we were able to achieve, all of that came from all the 10 years of learning. You know, DigiCards or even Workrobe would not be here if I didn't have that experience from the past 10 years of how to find the right partners, get all this business structure set up, send invoices to clients, find clients. So that has been kind of the blessing of this year, is to see all that hard work lead to new creations and us being able to pay it forward to the future generation of women entrepreneuristas.
How many times have you yelled at the computer screen, "You're on mute," during a video call, and an extremely important point you were trying to make gets completely lost and people move on? If you're anything like me, this is probably one of the many frustrating aspects of video calls and meetings that make them less productive than they could be. At Socialfly, we have fixed this problem, and now we're sharing the solution with you. Now you can get virtual meeting DigiCards. Each pack of DigiCards includes 20 color-coded professional cards that not only streamline communication during meetings, but also makes each video call or meeting an opportunity to collaborate and have more fun. No more waving your arms, being ignored, or frantically typing in the chat. Simply hold up the printed card with the right message for everyone to clearly see. From letting a team member know that they're on mute or frozen, sharing positive feedback, to ensuring meetings end on time, DigiCards cover all situations you may encounter on your video calls. We've been using DigiCards at Socialfly, and they have completely transformed our video meetings. Ready to test this out for your team and bring the fun and engagement back into your video meetings? Go to hellodigicards.com. That's HELLODIGICARDS.com to place your first order and use code Entrepreneurista10 for 10% off. That's hellodigicards.com and code Entrepreneurista10 for 10% off your first order. Get ready to take your virtual team meetings to the next level.
We were actually in a brainstorm yesterday, and I'll share this with each of you, just talking about how we're going to be moving forward with Entrepreneurista and what we want to be able to offer each of you, because
as we set up these other businesses over the past year, and thinking back to the early days of starting Socialfly, you know, Courtney and I spent countless hours and resources and money trying to vet different softwares and groups and get all of this information, you know, together that we could use. And we're spending all of this time instead of executing on the business. So now going into 2022, I can't believe it's going to be 2022, Courtney. You know, we are really figuring out the best way to productize all of these offerings for each of you so you don't have to spend all of this additional time and resources figuring out all of the things that we've essentially already figured out for you. Like, we don't have to all reinvent the wheel every single time we each want to start a new business. We want to be this destination for each of you to really be able to come to Entreprenista, come to our site, get all of the tools and resources that you need, join our community, and have a whole group and team of like your biggest business cheerleaders is what I say. Like, I get so excited every day when I get messages from our league members who are reaching out, sharing things like, thank you for creating the Entreprenista League. This is the best thing in my life. Like, those messages and emails that I'm seeing from our members and DMs on Instagram every single day, like that is why we created this. And we want to be able to create the best place and destination for each of you to have everything you need at your fingertips to launch and grow your business. So I'm just so excited to be on this journey with each of you, of course, with you, Courtney, and just continuing to see what we're able to build over the next year and beyond to help as many women business owners and leaders as we can.
Yes, it's definitely been one of the most rewarding parts of this year is just seeing all the connections that we've been able to make amongst the members and the collaborations that they're having and how everyone is helping each other. It's just so, so incredible to see. And we couldn't be where we are without all of the people that have helped us. So it's so nice to see that we are creating a space for people to do that. And then, you know, as we look at next year, we haven't exactly finalized all of our plans, but as always, I'm very excited to see, you know, what's in store for the year ahead and how everything evolves.
I am too. And I want to thank each of you who have been listening for the past 3 years to the Entreprenista podcast. It's hard to believe that we are 150 plus episodes in of so many interviews with incredible women founders and leaders, and we look forward to continuing to provide each of you with as much content and resources as we can to really help you grow your business. We are always here if you want to reach out to us and connect with us. If you're interested in joining the Entreprenista League community, you can head over to entreprenista.com/the-league to join our community. We are all networking with each other. Our members are doing business together. Courtney and I do Zoom office hours. So similar to listening to this episode right now, if you want to be able to hop on a Zoom with us and chat about your business and different ideas, we'd love to meet you over in the league. So thank you so much for listening to us for this episode, for the past year. And we are looking forward to a productive 2022 ahead. Courtney, do you have your word of the year yet or not yet?
Not yet. I usually do that exercise between Christmas and New Year's, so I haven't done it yet.
We're recording this episode a little early, so we'll share that over on Instagram. So
yes, this year was reimagine, and I definitely embraced that word through all of the things that I've done. Really forcing myself outside of my comfort zone to see what happens. And it's really paid off. So I'm excited to do that exercise again.
Yes, definitely. Well, wishing everyone a happy holidays, happy new year, wishing you nothing but health and happiness in 2022. And we can't wait to see you and meet you. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Courtney.
And of course, this is the best business meeting we've ever had together, right, Court?
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening and leaving us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to stay in touch with each of you. You can listen to all of our latest episodes at entreprenista.com and connect with us on Instagram at entreprenistas. We'd also love to invite you to join the Entrepreneurista League, our private membership community for trailblazing women. You can head over to entrepreneurista.com/the league. We'll see you there. Wishing you a productive week ahead.